Support for today's broadcast comes from Common Ground Food Co-op in Lincoln Square Mall. Community-owned since 1974, Common Ground is a full-service grocer featuring organic and local foods grown right here in Illinois. More information is on their website at www.commonground.coop.
Hi, this is Illinois Public Media Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Coming up next, it's mid-May, and Lisa Brautz already has been harvesting behind her house. Just don't tell her husband, who would rather see something else growing in the backyard.
My husband doesn't like asparagus very much. That's putting it mildly, actually. In fact, this is his reaction whenever someone asks him if he likes it. He makes this horrified face, and then he says,
"Yuck. Have you seen how it grows out of the ground?"
He says it looks like an alien trapped underground, trying to escape. Its purple or green tentacles perennially reaching through the earth every spring. Needless to say, he was not thrilled when I, an asparagus lover, announced last year that I was dedicating a large bed in the corner of our backyard to asparagus, his most feared vegetable. He's not too wrong about it, actually. Asparagus is pretty weird from start to finish. Asparagus grows from crowns, and when you buy them at the garden store or get them in the mail, they look like big wads of spaghetti or little baby squid. You have to dig a trench a foot deep for them and plant them with some extra compost, so they're a little more labor-intensive than, say, tossing some lettuce seeds into the ground. Then, I've been told you're not supposed to eat what comes up for 2 years in order to establish the plants. Instead, you let them grow until they fern out. They turn into ferns more than 6 feet tall, and these ferns provide food for the crowns below as opposed to providing food for you. Asparagus also doesn't like weeds. It also likes to be fed. Asparagus is a process. Not only that, asparagus is the first crown jewel of the new growing season, but its own season is pretty short. I noticed some action in our neighbor's very established asparagus patch in early April. It grows visibly over a period of several hours under the right conditions, so for several weeks, these wonderfully generous neighbors of ours offered up a bonanza of extra asparagus. It's now the second week of May, and the patch is, regrettably, slowing down. And while you'll see asparagus at local farmers markets for a few more weeks, when it's over at the end of the month or in early June, there are no regrets, no remember whens, no strays popping up here and there. Not for asparagus. When it's over, it's over. If you decide to grow it, you should let those last stalks grow into those ferns I mentioned above so they can provide food for the crowns and enjoy it as fancy-looking landscaping for the rest of the summer and into the fall. Plant accordingly. So asparagus is a little high maintenance, and it has a pretty short growing season, and it has a weird growing habit. But it's yummy. Oh, it is so yummy. Whether you cut it fresh from someone's yard or buy it at a local farmer's market, or if you're lucky enough to happen upon some growing wild along railroad tracks or gravel roads out in the country, it needs practically nothing to dress it up. An impromptu Facebook poll of my friends revealed a myriad of ways to eat it. I personally love eating it scrambled with eggs. Some like to roast it with a little olive oil, salt, and pepper, maybe adding some lemon juice. It's good roasted over whole wheat penne pasta with a little Parmesan cheese, says another friend. Yet another friend told me that some of her asparagus had gone missing. It took her most of the week to figure out that her young children were picking it and eating it before she could get to it. Finally, and this is my favorite because it's totally true, another friend told me that she and her family eat it always. Binge on it, was actually how she put it, for the entire season. And just when they might be sort of starting to get a little tired of asparagus all those ways, the season is over and they move on to something else. Eating seasonally is like that. No regrets. No remember whens. Of course, you can find asparagus year-round at your local grocery stores if you want it. But besides being way more flavorful, Illinois-grown asparagus is a sign. It's a real sign of spring, that the sun is heading back in the right direction. That in the time between when the first spears, start showing through the earth and when those last stalks are allowed to get big and blowsy and ferny, spring's flowering trees will have come and gone. The tulips and daffodils will have bloomed. The farmer's market will have started. Urbana-Champaign will have returned for a couple of months to being a sleepy little college town. And asparagus will have yielded to the next seasonal superstar, strawberries. Best be getting your shortcake recipes ready. Strawberry season will be here sooner than you think.
Lisa Brautz's stories can also be heard on our website, WILLAG.org. Click on the In My Backyard link in the right navigation window. And you can also read her occasional blogs at majorprogression.wordpress.com. If you have an idea for In My Backyard, email us at willagstaff@illinois.edu. That's willagstaff@illinois.edu.